Welcome to the Grumo Podcast, a weekly concoction of irreverence, humor, and science designed to nourish your mind and brighten your day. Hello, hola, kaizo, buongiorno. My name is Miguel Hernandez, and this is the first episode of the Grumo Podcast. Because it's the first episode, I'll tell you a bit about myself and my plans for this podcast. Remember, if this gets too boring, you can always skip or press the 2x speed button on your player, and I'll sound much more articulate. I'll try to be as concise as possible without skipping too much detail because especially, if you don't know me, I feel it's important you get a good sense of who I am, why am I doing this podcast, and what should you expect from it. Here we go. Are you ready? Let's do it. I was born in Bilbao, Spain in 1977 and moved to Canada in 1996. Upon arriving, I enrolled in the mechanical design program at the British Columbia Institute of Technology, graduated with honors and won their yearly mechanical design award for coming up with a unique design for a manually operated soda can crusher. Wow, that is exciting. Since then, I've held many different jobs, including door-to-door salesman, shipping receiving boy, laser cutting machine operator, boat engine controls assembler, mechanical designer, industrial 3D animator, music video producer, camera operator, video post-production systems administrator, web developer, animation studio owner, online teacher, and since 2010, devout wife pleaser. I failed many times trying to start a business. My first invention was a continuous variable transmission for bicycles, which didn't work. I created a website where people could DJ 2 YouTube videos in one page called Ibiza. I built a high-definition stock video footage platform called ShotDesk, an app called WorryPad designed to cheer up sad people by pressing a cheer up button, a website to help people pass the driving exam in Spain, and even a variable speed portable homemade sex machine powered by a recycled sewing machine motor. Fate would have it that after years trying to make money online, the first $20 I ever made were selling a PDF with instructions on how to build that portable pleasure-inducing contraption. One day I'll tell the whole story. For now, let's keep going. My biggest fail was spending 1.5 years trying to build an online project management tool called PointKit and running out of money before getting even a chance to launch. My first real break came after almost a decade tinkering with business ideas. In October 2010, I created a spec animated demo video for a startup called Hipmunk. That video got me tons of exposure and landed me as clients many top Silicon Valley startups and big corporations like Microsoft, Walmart, and even a Hollywood star, Ashton Kutcher, for whom I produced a video to promote his foundation. I christened the animation studio Grumo Media. Grumo, after a little kitty we had and lost to some neighboring coyotes before it turned one. Grumo means clump in Spanish. My other claim to fame, at least the stuff that I've been known most for, is my success as an online teacher. Soon after launching Grumo Media, I started creating online courses and publishing them on my own website, and at the time, on a new and fast-growing online course marketplace called Udemy.com. In less than a year, I became one of their top highest-selling online teachers with only 2 courses. Since then, I've published 8 more courses and generated over $500,000 in online course sales between Udemy and my own websites. Pretty good! And that's the cliff notes of my professional career. On the personal side, I've spent thousands of hours devouring anything related to entrepreneurship, neuroscience, psychology, artificial intelligence, quantum physics, robotics, virtual reality, manufacturing, world history, and the lives of remarkable humans. Who are those remarkable humans? Well, think of people like Nikola Tesla, Richard Feynman, Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, Elon Musk, and many other impossibly smart, hardworking, and inspiring humans. I also love to learn how things are made. From a simple ballpoint pen to a high-bypass turbofan. Understanding the design and manufacturing process of products we use every day fascinates me. I love sciencey videos on YouTube channels like Vsauce, Veritasium, Minute Physics, ASAP Science, PBS Spacetime, Smarter Every Day, and CGP Grey. And on TV or Netflix, shows like Mythbusters, How It's Made, Cosmos, Dirty Jobs, and Megastructures. Here are some of the podcasts I'm subscribed to. Waking Up by Sam Harris, The Tim Ferriss Show, The Ad Teacher Show, This Week in Startups, Mixergy, Art of Charm, Hidden Brain, and Stuff You Should Know. My favorite blog by far is Wait by Why by Tim Urban. Probably the blog with the most in-depth, well-researched, and fun-to-read posts anywhere. I use Feedly to keep track of over 100 other blogs and online publications. Blogs like Both Sides of the Table by Mark Schuster, Derek Sievers' blog, and Paul Graham's come to mind among the ones I read most often. On the health and fitness front, I've been an avid soccer player for over 3 decades, and if time permits, I play 3 or 4 games a week. I don't like to cook or go grocery shopping, so my diet is quite minimal. I mostly live off cookies, power bars, bananas, trail mix, and lately Soylent bottles, a bizarre tasting meal replacement juice engineered in Silicon Valley by the nerdiest minds you can imagine. The only reason why I'm still alive is because my dear wife cooks tasty dinners for us regularly, and because we live on top of a Chinese restaurant that makes a fantastic ginger beef dish. Adventure and travel-wise, I've been to all continents except Africa and Antarctica. Biggest adventures so far have been a 4-day trek to Machu Picchu, running over the Wall of China, a tour of the Amazon, 2 weeks exploring New Zealand's North Island, 2 times walking El Camino de Santiago, 1 week filming the life of a billionaire in the Dominican Republic, and countless of trips back to Spain to visit family and friends, eat like a pig, drink lots of wine, and party like an animal. Other than that, the craziest things I've tried are free-falling near Vancouver, bungee jumping in Costa Rica, and paragliding over the coast of northern Spain, where I was born. The first thing people notice about me is how short and handsome I am. The former truer than the second, I'm afraid. My strengths are my extreme systems-oriented mind and my bombastic on-camera personality, and soon, Radio 1, I guess. My weaknesses are my inability to make quick decisions and my bad memory. I think I have many more, but I forgot which are they. And now, enough of me. But if you didn't get enough, just type Miguel followed by Grumo on Google and you'll get much more. And now let's talk about this podcast. Why am I doing it and what should you expect from it? Over the last 2 years, I've become more and more addicted to listening to podcasts. I love how they allow you to learn while keeping your hands free to do other things like driving, walking, reproducing, or even washing the dishes. I used to hate driving, and luckily, my only weekly commute is from home to my soccer games. Being stuck in traffic was one of my main frustrations, but thanks to podcasts, it just means an opportunity to learn more. My mind wanders and forgets about the shitty traffic, and my commute transforms from a source of frustration into a source of inspiration. That is, unless I get cut off by a moron, in which case, all the inspiration goes out the window, literally. From a pure business perspective, I found podcasts to be one of the best, if not the best, marketing tool out there. It's a win-win proposition, no matter how you look at it. The podcaster gets to create great content with relatively low effort, and both the host and the interviewees benefit from being exposed to each other's audiences. A podcast has to be the cheapest, most scalable, most rewarding way to grow an audience out there. A podcast gives you the perfect excuse and platform to connect with incredibly smart and successful people. Creating original content on a regular basis is fundamental for the success of any content marketing strategy. Well, guess what? When you interview experts, they are the ones creating the content. All you have to do is ask the right questions. Podcasts are also pretty easy to monetize. So not only you get the great content, the authority, the connections with influencers, but also they can be monetized directly via sponsors. Some of the top podcasts like Entrepreneur on Fire, Mixergy, or Art of Charm rack in tens of thousands of dollars in sponsorships every month. It's no wonder that over the last couple of years, everyone and their mother has joined the podcast craze and launched their own one. Like most new enterprises, most of them fail, but success cases don't stop coming. On a recent episode on his podcast, Waking Up, acclaimed author and neuroscientist Sam Harris said that a single of his episodes gets more exposure in 24 hours than some of his best-selling books get in 1 year. So this is why I decided to do a podcast. Finally, let's talk about what should you expect to get by subscribing to the Grumo podcast. I plan for the Grumo podcast to be an extension of my brain, but an extension to which you can tune in and listen to. Picture this. If you could connect my brain to a radio station, this podcast is what you would hear. So yes, that means right now you're listening to my brain. As you can hear, my thoughts also have a weird Spanish accent. But I also can think in Spanish. Mira que bien hablo español, aunque parezca mentira, soy una máquina de follar, mi pene mide 43 centímetros aproximadamente. And if you spoke Spanish, you'd also notice that I have a weird Canadian Spanish accent. That's what living 20 years in Canada will do to a Spanish brain, I guess. As you can see, I mean, here, I find almost impossible to take myself too seriously. That's maybe one of the reasons why I've tried as hard as possible to be my own boss and stay away from the corporate world for so many years. In this podcast, you can expect to hear a lot more of what you've already heard so far. More nonsensical humor and more about everything that fascinates me from the fields of entrepreneurship, science, technology, sociology, and the inextricable wonders of the human mind. If you are into any of the aforementioned topics, I think you'll find this podcast amusing, educational, and perhaps even inspirational. In this podcasting adventure, I'll be your guide. We'll explore together well-known paths, but also new and exciting ones. And even if you're familiar with some of them, this time around, it will be different because you'll be sharing this experience with someone different. That someone is me, of course, your humble and passionate host, Miguelito Hernandez, also known as the Grumo Man or just Mix. Will you join me in this new and exciting adventure? I hope you do. See you in the next episode. And okay, that's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to it, rate it, and share it with your friends. But hey, if you're driving now, please wait until you get home to rate it because I need you to be alive for next episode. Thanks for listening. My name is Miguel Hernandez, and this was the Grumo Podcast. Yeah, that felt good.